Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
On a Monday, checking the pregame Michigan list for Tom Allen, I tell you, it was just a further validation of how dominant Coach Tom's club was Saturday against the Wolverines. Fast start, balance, extensive drives, takeaways, third down conversion, stop the Michigan run. Check, 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 check. Check.
Continue to get takeaways and forced 7-3 and outs, which are really critical to get off the field. Third downs for both sides of the ball was critical. We felt like stopping the run was critical, able to do that. Getting off the field on third downs defensively was big, and staying on the field on third downs for offense was huge. And still feel like, though, made mistakes, gave up some passes that we shouldn't have. I didn't feel good about that, and got to get that cleaned up coverage-wise. And then even offensively, just continuing to communicate better up front.
The Spartans a year ago hung 40 on Indiana. They won't do that on Saturday. ABC at 12 noon. And by the way, Indiana's matchup with Ohio State next week will kick off at noon and be televised on Fox. Lady Panthers, Lady Mustangs in the corral tonight at 7:30. JV game at 6. Both teams off to early season unbeaten starts. Have a good Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Hoosier football coach Tom Allen postgame gave Michael Penix the game ball after that dominant Michigan victory on Saturday. In turn, Michael deferred the game ball to his offensive line, Darren Hiller's bunch, who pushed the maize and blue around on Saturday. Pass block, run block, help extend the chains on third down. Not a complete package just yet. I mean, this is only three games. But as offensive coordinator Nick Sheridan was telling us on Monday, it's getting there.
It just takes time. And I don't know, you know, for other programs or, you know, what their circumstances have been. I just know for our guys, they're continuing to get better because they're extremely well coached and they've had a willingness to work. And we need them to continue to do that because we feel that we have an opportunity to have a very good offensive line. We just need to continue to work to prove that they've allowed us to coach them hard, which we have.
That's offensive coordinator Nick Sheridan, Indiana, Michigan State at noon on ABC. Little Bloomington South Edgewood girls basketball in the Mustang Corral. JV game at 6, 7:30 for the varsity tip. Both teams, early season, off to unbeaten starts. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.